in studio, the aforementioned he.
Yes.
Ralphie
Father.
Boy. Yes.
Announcer.
Yes.
Actor.
Right.
Ralph Strangis.
Hey, Bob, Dan. Can we talk about sponsors here
How
real
about
quick?
I come in there over. And shove
yes,
that microphone
can,
down your throat?
You go right ahead.
Let's talk about Autoflex Leasing and All-Pro Foundation Repair.
All right.
Well, you thought nobody could ever make me miss Tom Gribble.
Yeah.
All right, here he is, Ralph, the great Ralph with daughter
yeah.
who has heard me
Thank
swear,
you.
Say
Thank
the F
you.
Word. Yeah. I'm sorry, daughter. Yeah. Sorry, Savannah.
Yeah.
How you doing,
She's
Ralph?
Okay.
How's
I'm
your
good.
Summer?
I'm good, really good. Yeah. Summer's good, busy.
All tanned.
Went to Cabo.
Yeah, I recommend yeah. it.
This is tough. Man, when have you been in town? Like today?
No.
We called you, tried to book you before you were in Vegas.
I know.
You've been to Cabo. I know you went to Vegas again.
I went to Vegas twice. Going to Minnesota fishing in a couple of weeks. Actually, up in Ontario, we do that. Savannah and I and my
All right, you might
cousins.
Like the... I've always told Bob he wouldn't like the play-by-play life, like... He
no,
Bob,
he'd like to play by play.
Bob needs yeah. to get out his sports opinions. Yeah. He needs this show, I think,
yeah.
as a release for his sportsness.
Man, I would love to know.
But I think you'd love to travel for 6 months a year, too.
I'd love to figure out that 4 or 5 month, sometimes
yeah.
even 6 month vacation.
Yeah.
Like, you think teacher is great?
No.
How about teacher without dealing with any kids?
Right.
How about
play by play voice of a team that hasn't made the playoffs in a couple
3 years. And I tell you what, you guys were with me in Calgary on a Tuesday night or something. I mean, you know, there's those nights too.
Sure.
But mostly summers are good, but I do stuff. I got, you know, I'm in another play. And,
oh, really?
Now what
yes,
is this play?
Tell us about your
I don't
play.
Know.
Oh, okay.
I asked you to
Are you
talk
just setting
that,
him up?
Thank you.
So radio.
Well, I feel
Thanks.
Like we're on Letterman
Thanks.
Now.
Are you in
yes,
the Capel
yes.
thing or
I am Theater Capel, www.theatercapel.com.
Oh, they have
are
a
you
website.
With that the girl
website.
Who did my mortgage. Remember?
Yes. Becky Walters, was
Is she
it?
Still in that?
Or did Britannia? Which
Britannia.
One? Britannia did, yeah. She's
yeah.
in a play now. Jekyll and Hyde is there now. But I'm in a show called Murder at the Howard Johnson's. it's funny. It's a three-person show. It's sort of a door-slamming comedy.
Do you get paid bars. Or no?
No.
You
no.
Just,
Everybody over there
is
a volunteer.
Fun.
Just for fun.
Nude scenes?
There are no nude scenes, but I get to make out with my stage wife again.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
How many
Usually.
Shows
yeah.
a week?
We rehearse about 2 or 3 hours a day, 4 or 5 days a week for about 6 weeks. So it's a lot of rehearsal. And then we do a total of 7 shows. Opens August 19th. Run 2 weekends, Friday, Saturday,
It doesn't
Saturday,
even
Sunday.
Open until August 19th,
yeah.
and you're trying to plug it now?
Yeah. Well, we're
no
going to go on
that.
Sale. It's less than... I mean, it's about, we open about 4 weeks from today, and so the tickets will be on sale next week, a Theater Capel, because I'm not going to be on here between now and then.
Or are you?
I don't know.
Or
maybe
are
I will.
You?
So anyway, but it's a lot of fun, and it's a really funny show, so please come out. I want you guys to come this time.
I've seen you. What show did I see?
Did you see Almost Maine?
What was the other one?
Can I get on the list?
Love? The baseball one? Maybe.
I think I saw...
I'll get you on the list.
I'll
get you and Donnie on the list.
I think I saw Love.
You saw Love on the bridge? The,
yeah. Yeah,
okay.
I did.
All right. This is...
Buffo is what I said.
It's the...
That's how I reviewed it.
Same three people, but this is a funnier show than Love, I think.
Same three people. So
same three people.
So you're kissing the same girl.
It's hard to... It's my stage wife. It's hard to find three people who can rehearse during the daytime in the summers.
Uh-huh.
People have jobs and such.
Yeah.
You know.
So...
So we find the... You know, we have a little core group, but... But it's really fun.
See, I think Ralphie and I have a very similar personality in some respects. He's always got to be doing something.
Yeah.
Goes a little insane at times. If
yep.
it's
yeah.
if he's not busy, if he's not immersed.
Yeah.
So did you how'd you enjoy the Mavs championship? Did you
Loved it.
Did you plug in though like you did with the Rangers?
You know what? I got there a little late.
Seems like you're always anti-basketball.
Stars don't like Mavs.
No,
yeah.
No.
The Stars and Mavs had a weird
Jets
rivalry.
And the Sharks,
no, it's not true.
Because you guys want to have the only championship at the AAC.
No, that's
Since
not true.
Since now there's another one, you guys are upset.
That's not true at all. I don't feel that way.
I think it's true.
No, you know what? I think part of it is we don't, you know, when we're here, they're gone.
Right.
When you know when we're gone, they're here. I mean, we're like.
But you're fighting
that,
for the same
movie?
Dollar.
Was it Lady Hawk, where the guy was a bird at night, and then they never really met until the
yeah, Bob.
Rated
I don't get your reference.
Dusk or something. I forget. I think it was what's his name? Anyway, Ferris Bueller.
Yeah, Matthew Broderick.
Matthew Broderick, okay. I think, was in this movie.
All right.
But it was the one turned into a bird at night or something. Anyway, the only time they could meet and love each other. Probably the Romos had it for, you know, their pre-wedding stuff. But anyway, no, I just think it's out of sight, out of mind a bit. And we're so singularly focused on hockey during the hockey season. I think they're so like this. But I watch a little bit when I can, when I am home, and I started peeking at it during the playoffs. And the Mavericks are a really easy team to cheer for.
Yes, they are.
Very easy. I mean, there's no
white superstar.
Good stories.
No. It's great. I mean, they play well together. They play hard together.
Not threatening brothers.
Huh? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
There's non-threatening.
Jason Kidd, Tyson Chandler.
I don't
so
feel threatened. That's right. I don't feel threatened.
You wouldn't
get like Sean out of there and we'll be good.
I don't.
Wouldn't be freaked out if any of them moved in next door.
No. It's like Donnie.
Are you walking down the street?
Yeah, right.
And you see one coming the other way. Right. You clutch your wallet.
No,
it's all good.
Yeah, it's good. So, I got in there in the conference final. I watched that come from behind win where they, in Oklahoma City. Which game was it? Would that have been game five or something?
Game four.
Yeah.
And I was in my bed and I thought, you know what? I'm going to turn this off. And I went, nah, I'm going to hang in there. I'm going to watch the end of it. And I watched it. And from that moment on, I was, oh gosh,
you're
I bought a
heard.
T-shirt. And I did. I got an NBA Finals T-shirt. I had fun. I had a little watching party at my house.
That's
a good story.
You didn't make that Ralph call to get into the finals?
No, you know what? I did. And then I decided I didn't want to go. There were tickets and I decided I didn't want to go. I'm at the building a lot. I know.
Wow, that is kind of weird.
I know. I don't like crowds and like that. I mean, that's funny.
What is it called? First world pains.
As he works in arenas for a living, he doesn't like crowds.
Yeah,
that's why he's only doing a three man.
Play. A three man play. That's right.
Yeah, he hates crowds.
He would do a big show.
Would be good on the wire.
Do a big production number.
That soothing, familiar voice of Ralph Strangis is in our studios. And up next,
horrible on the wire.
Up next, we have a Ralph audio segment planned.
Putin Bodie.
Oh, no.
It's the...
on the corner, and Ralph.
We get the email at least once a month for the last 10 years, right?
What is it? Press
the
lock?
Yeah, the email that, hey, I was flipping through the Game Show Network, and I saw Ralph Strangis on there.
Yeah.
And we've never reviewed the audio, ever. Mm. But that will change next. All right, in studio, though, the great voice of the Dallas Stars, Ralph Strangis.
There he goes.
The only... How many people moved from Minnesota and are still here? You're one of the very
Les
few.
Les Jackson. I think it's me and Les Jackson now.
Wow.
That's it. Madonna's gone. Rick Wilson's gone.
Was Jeff Moore in that group?
No, Jeff Moore was the first employee of the Dallas Stars.
Oh, okay.
Technically. Norm Green hired him.
Okay.
And
you are the Dallas Stars then, basically.
I am the Dallas Stars. Yeah.
All right.
It all comes back that way, doesn't it?
You may remember Ringside Ralph. A segment we previously did highlighting your pre-Dallas Stars announcing career when you were a wrestling announcer.
Yeah.
Those are occasionally aired on some stations.
ESPN Classic.
Do we have time for a wrestling question, Dan? Or do we have to get right to this?
We have plenty of time, Bob.
Oh, boy.
Well, I just got thinking about this because I am quite fascinated with the life of Ralph pre-Stars. Of course, post-Stars or with the Stars, I'm also quite fascinated with his life because it's when I left college, it's what I wanted to do.
Play-by-play, right?
I didn't just want to do play-by-play. I wanted to do NHL play-by-play. That maybe Tommy Daniels and I were the only people that shared that dream in this generation, but that's what I wanted to do. So Ralph is living my dream. But beforehand, yes, he did pro wrestling.
Women's volleyball.
And many various other things. But from the pro wrestling thread, I just got thinking about that the other day. Just from a standpoint that everyone in the industry, just from the scripted standpoint, how much is the announcer in on what's going to happen? And
well, like if you know a certain guy's going to win, does the announcer
like
know?
When you do your part of the show, you in on all the gags, or
no,
is it all you?
I was.
Or was it back in a time where we didn't admit it was all a gag?
Well, I think it was back in a time when we didn't admit it was all a gag, number one. Number two, I was new, and they were still waiting me out to see whether or not I was going to be let inside the circle of trust.
Oh.
And there was a word, and I think the word was kayfabe.
Kayfabe.
Kayfabe, is that it?
What does that mean?
Yeah, and that means there was an outsider present, and they couldn't talk about...
Okay.
And why does Ty know that?
I don't know. Why does Ty know that?
Ty knows everything, about wrestling.
Is that a wrestling-specific term, or is that a showbiz
term? Somebody staying in character.
Okay.
Kayfabe, I didn't
know
that.
Stay with the bit.
Stay with the bit. Okay, kayfabe. So kayfabe was... Yeah, but like when I'd walk into the locker room...
Uh-huh.
I'd hear, kayfabe, kayfabe. Like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I knew they were directing it at me, but I didn't. So nobody ever came clean with me. Now I did say to Greg Gagne one time, Vern Gagne's son, part of the High Flyers. Greg was my broadcast partner. I said, you know, the sleeper hold, like please, like people really, you know, you can really put somebody to sleep,
right?
And he said, oh, here, I'll show you. And the next thing I knew.
He put you out?
I was gone. I was out. I was on the floor.
Wow. You had the sleeper put on you.
I swear. I swear. Awesome. I mean, the Gagne sleeper. And,
Did they hold up
the original
your arm three times?
Yeah, it was.
And on the third time down, maybe he started shaking and he raised
I don't know. But all I remember him slapping my face, going, laughing, going, Ralph. And, because he came up and he crossed his arms and put them up under my neck.
Uh-huh.
Like, because he said, there's two ways. He came around from behind me and he said, you know, you can do it like this.
Uh-huh.
Or he said, the easier way is you go up and you cross your arms so that his arms were interlocked about the wrists. And then he came up and he squeezed at my jugular. And, I mean, honestly, I was out. I was on the floor.
Man, what a great trick that would be. Like, in college, you could just put people out with a sleeper.
I swear, I was out.
So you were a wrestling announcer right before Stars, pretty much.
Right before Stars.
And before that is when you were on the TV show Press Your Luck.
Well before that. It was about 1983, maybe.
Wow, dude, how old are you?
50.
Okay. You're a little older than me, then. 83, I'm not sure they would have had me. Okay, so...
I was working in Los Angeles in the television graphic design production business, believe that or not, for a couple of years.
So you're on Press Your Luck at, like, age 22?
Yeah.
Okay. I love that show.
And we get this email occasionally.
Oh, yeah.
We get this email that says, hey, did you guys see Rat? Like, apparently they just run reruns of this all the time.
And you can be recognized at age 22.
Yeah, that people can actually, I have hair.
Yeah.
I'm really skinny. I'm wearing one of those brown knit ties.
Yes, you are.
The knit ties.
You look great. I'm surprised you didn't have piano keys on it.
All right, so let's play one piece of audio before we break and play the rest. This is Ralph. His initial appearance, I guess, when they introduce everybody.
Today, these three players are after high.
It's real cheesy, too, this show.
Rod Roddy.
They play the most exciting game of their lives from Television City in Hollywood. It's time to press your luck.
Were contestants all, like, wannabe actors?
Mostly they were just, I don't think they wanted to be actors. Here's Peter, the late Peter Tamarkin. I was a huge game, I'm a huge game show buff. Huge.
You are now?
Huge. Always have been.
Press Your Luck, Roddy. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Press Your Luck, television's most
this
competitive
guy's dead.
Game.
And yeah, he died performing a mission of peace. He was bringing food or something to Mexico. He was flying it in, and his plane crashed.
Really?
Not that long ago, a few years ago. I mean,
part of charity they don't want you to know about.
Peter Tamarkin. Yeah. So don't volunteer for charity because you're playing.
You're looking for the big bucks today.
Google Peter Tamarkin, and I'm sure it'll.
Peter Tamarkin?
Tamarkin,
With Andrea Murray. Hi, Andrea. Hi. How are you?
Andrea was.
Andrea was very depressed when the show was over.
Yes, I'm a volunteer announcer at.
Black Girl?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm just I haven't watched it in a few months.
Well, do this for me. Say, and now here's the host of the show, Peter.
Oh, yeah, they
and
said.
She mispronounces his name.
Yeah, so they said her thing was, I'm in college, and I'm an announcer.
Yeah,
so
college
she's
radio
telling
station.
Him.
Peter Tamarkin, try that.
Now here's the host of the show, Peter Tamarkin.
Peter Tamarkin.
It's like the guy at the party that tells Bob he's a sports expert.
Yeah.
And then Bob's like, all right, well, who's the quarterback of the Cowboys?
I would never.
Roger Staubach.
Jay Fiedler.
I would never do that.
Rod is in his car on the way home. You got the job. Rod, it's been nice. Well, I'll tell you, Rod's scared, but nevertheless, he's not going to make the kind of money you have potentially going to make today. Okay?
Okay.
Best of luck to you, Andre.
Thank you.
And let's meet Ralph Strangis. How are you?
Uh-oh. Close.
I'm correcting him.
Strangis. Pretty close.
Pretty close, but no cigar for me. Ralph. I'll just call you Ralph and forget the last name.
That's fine.
How's that?
That's fine.
Where are you from, Ralph?
I'm from originally Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55418. Here I am in California.
55418.
Well, they geographically mark it off that way. So back in Minneapolis, that was a real good way to identify where I was from. But now I'm
listening to little Ralph's voice.
Yeah.
I'm from Minnesota.
I got a 14-year-old tape. I'll bring you sometime.
I'm in L.A. 90068 seems to be
much hipper, Ralph.
Yes, the much.
Good to have you with us. Good luck to you.
Thank you, Peter.
All right.
Yeah, they became enamored with your bit throughout the show.
I think he started to like me less and less as time went on.
Well, yeah, they don't
want thought it was cute right away.
Too much personality.
Right. They don't want to.
He's the guy with personality.
The guy. And I think they didn't, you know. There's a lot to this. There's a lot of facets to this story. I don't know which way you want to go with it, but.
We'll tease ahead.
Okay.
I mean, my daughter's here, so I can't probably tell all the story.
Yeah, well, she's getting out of the room.
Yeah, okay.
Because we're not here to do a show to make sure she's not upset about it. We're here to do a good show.
Right. But she's cool.
But this was Party Ralph days, right?
This was Party Ralph days.
This was, she knows that you are, do you term yourself an alcoholic?
Yeah.
Or an addict?
Recovering
or?
Addict alcoholic.
You always are, right? Because if you're recovering, if you used to be, you are.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
It's like an Aggie, right?
Yeah, it's...
You are forever.
For purposes of conversation.
Okay, so she knows there was a time
when Dad
partied too much.
I mean, he's got...
And this was the time.
He's got a book in him.
This is like Fidgety Ralph. It is Fidgety, I can't wait till my next score, Ralph.
This is, I can't... This is absolutely, I can't wait till my next score, Ralph. And I will tell you the story when we come back.
Oh, yeah. All right. That's a tease.
Boom. But right now we have Ringside Ralph in here with us, also known as Rinkside Ralph.
Yeah.
And so much hockey and wrestling to discuss with him. But today it's all about no whammies. No whammies.
Big bucks.
Donnie's favorite game show.
Big bucks, no whammies.
Yeah, big bucks, no whammies.
Career on Press Your Luck.
And speaking of big bucks, all right, let's just play a little more audio. Then you could start weave your story
I'll tell you
in,
the
okay?
Story, yeah.
But this is Ralph at the age of 22.
Yeah, in L.A., living in L.A.
Living in L.A., fresh. Did you go to college?
Sort of.
Okay.
sort of, yeah.
What's your relationship with Savannah, your daughter, the do as I say, not as I do, right?
No.
Or use me as your warning path,
I should be a cautionary tale for lots of people, but...
Although it turned out well, so it's hard.
Yeah, how do you get to be a play-by-play guy in the NHL? It's easy. Yeah, go be a cocaine addict in L.A.
Follow my road.
Yeah, follow everything I did. Go
get into wrestling.
Get into wrestling. Get into women's professional volleyball. You know, and then get on a team where you're a radio analyst, and then when they relocate, to a southern state.
Right,
you know, out of a traditional hockey market, and then when they fire the guy, then you slide over, and then you live happily ever.
You got to write that book, man.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
I'm feeling that there's a lot of people who watch your work all the time and have no idea your road, even though it's out there.
Blog.
I mean, you could certainly Google about it.
Yeah,
but Ralph is not your generic broadcast guy.
All right, this Press Your Luck show seems to have been trying to force in some catchphrases like. Wheel of Fortune is big money, big money. Remember, everybody used to clap that when they
have some big money. Yeah.
What's the catchphrase here?
Big bucks.
Big bucks, no
big
whammies.
Big bucks, no whammies.
So, so creative and so different.
Now,
isn't
this the one that had like the five different frog animations?
The whammies.
If you hit the whammy,
created by
first of all, listen here.
Elvis. The great savage Steve Holland.
Listen
that.
To these confusing rules, okay?
13,000 up there on that board, some whammies, some prizes, and stay away from the whammies. Remember, the player wins this round with the most money gets to play last in the final round. You can pass your remaining spin anytime during your turn if you have a fear of the whammy. Four whammies put you out of the game. Player with the fewest spins first, our champ, Phyllis, with one spin. Are you ready? Phyllis, go for it!
It's like the...
I need help!
It's like the car leasing disclaimers.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what?
Yeah, they got to say it real fast. Yeah. So.
I could recite that, in fact, when I watch this thing.
Yeah, I can too.
Every freaking day.
Yeah.
All right, here's
it's
where...
It's not confusing if you watch it.
Right,
right.
Yeah.
I think this is... I think you lose in the middle of this cut. You can...
a whammy?
Draw on your card, that spin will be for you. And let's get started and find out who the winner's going to be. Let's take a look at our totals. We have Ralph at 1150, Phyllis at 1245, and Andrea at $1,900.
You're the... Okay. So you go into the second round. There's two question rounds and two spins rounds. In the second round, you don't want to go first. Okay, the player with the lowest total goes first. The odds of a player with the lowest total going into the second round winning the game are very low. So I was in the worst spot possible.
And you knew this going in?
And I knew it. Oh, yeah, I knew it going in. Sure, I mean, like I say, I'm a huge game show buff. I can recite chapter and verse of most shows and what you need to do. And what you had to have happen after the first two people spin is you had to be in first. Because if you weren't in first, you were out. You had to be leading after two
now
people
than
spin.
When you started talking.
Yeah, because people pass spins.
Because people pass spins.
Yeah.
And the third person is the one with the high total. They go finally. And then when they go, if they want to pass spins, they pass it to the player of the other two with the greater amount of money.
Right.
And
I think you need cocaine to understand that. Like,
yeah, baby.
Just keep up.
Yeah.
All right.
So anyway, so I was in a bad spot.
You're going to play last, and this is the final round because you earned it. And the least amount of money is Ralph at $11.50. And
what a beating listening to that, the whole... it's already in my head.
Yeah, I couldn't hear it.
You got $80,000 up there to win, Ralph, and $5,000...
Oh, you couldn't hear it? Just the TV audience here?
Yeah, I couldn't hear it.
The one prize is worth more than $5,000, and beef from Whammy, so be careful.
I'm going to go get it.
All right, here we go.
Make some money. Let's go. Here we go. Big bucks.
Are there producers telling you to be real positive? Because you look like the happiest, most positive.
Well, hey, wait a minute. I'm a performer. I watched game shows my entire life.
Of course.
You know?
Rise to the occasion.
I knew exactly. I went in for the audition. You take a test. Somebody asked me, did you have to fail a test to be on that show? No, I had to pass a test. I passed that test. I passed the Wheel of Fortune test, and I passed another one, too. But I got on this show, and you could only at that time go on a certain number of shows
you
a year or something.
You couldn't be on Wheel
you
and this back-to-back.
No,
back to
no.
Back
so, you had, so I was on this. They called me right away.
They want a guy like you.
I gave them exactly what they wanted.
They don't
and
want
I did that in the audition.
You they don't to, want TC in there. Just
No, they don't want to. You have to play. You have to play the game in a boardroom or in a little like a conference room in front of their producers. You have to pretend, and they've got a fake setup in there and buttons and all that stuff. And so I was extremely
so before you get in front of a studio
before you
audience,
ever get in front of the audience
to see if you can handle the whole bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So I did that, and then
big
I got
bucks,
on.
Big
yeah.
bucks.
So I knew what they wanted.
Stop at $5,000.
Oh yeah,
that's the big one.
That's the big one. That's the big one.
As much as you can
what'd
get.
You land on? $5,000.
$5,000. To spin. Yeah. Spins are key.
You're gonna go
first place.
Let's go. Big bucks. Big bucks. Do it again. Stop.
Stop at $2,000.
Oh, yeah, there we go. Now the notion here is post a total, pass your spins. You know, so I was pretty well set if I got over 10 grand, because 10 was about the number then. If I got over 10 grand, I was going to pass and take my chances, because nobody really, that would have been, from where I was, that was a good play.
I don't even understand what you're saying.
Oh, he's saying he doesn't want to press his luck.
Big bucks, okay. More money, big bucks, stop.
Stop it, oh.
And there, I didn't go over 10 grand. Here.
All right, now they got a crazy graphic.
Yeah, the whammy comes on the screen.
The whammy.
Yeah, different characters.
This was the Hawaiian whammy.
So he's out there.
It was like a little
gremlin.
Cartoon kind of character, yeah.
Like a little Tasmanian devil.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to play, Peter.
All right, Ralph.
Here we go. We can do it again. 5,000 in a spin. Stop.
Stop in a sailboat.
Now, when you're in front of just the three producers in a quiet little room, are you going, 5,000 in a spin and being real animated or no?
Yeah, a little bit, but
because you're trying to sell yourself to be on the show.
Yeah, I don't want to blow the punchline. Pardon the pun, but I did wind up trading that sailboat for.
Whoa, okay, yeah, hold on.
Sailboat out.
I know what you did.
$1,379 in second place. One spin left. Press your luck or pass.
I'm gonna press my luck.
All right, here we go.
Make a little money. 5,000 in a spin. Something in a spin. Stop.
Stop at 1,000 in a spin. You got it, Ralph. $2,379 first place. One spin left. $2,379 is what he has.
We'll
Let's
take
put
it.
The total up. Thank you. We'll here we go. Wait a minute.
Oh, this is the.
All right, in the most confusing game show in history now, like.
The secret spin.
Alarms go off and.
Wow, was that scary? It's the home player spin.
Home player spin.
All right. Now, that means, Ralph. I'm a little punchy, Ralph. But you read to me the name of the person
like
on the card.
Like Wheel of Fortune is easy, you know? You land on it.
The name of the person on the card in front of me is Don, D-A-W-N, Schultz.
Don Schultz from where?
From Emmitsburg, Maryland. That's 217-27.
All right.
Boy, you killed him.
Are you a fool? Because
he was doing the zip code game.
Yeah, I was doing the zip code
throughout the whole game.
Well, you know,
if you watch the half hour, he does like four or five references.
No, that's just the three times. But it was one of those things that came out of my mouth, and then it just
and it rolled. You just rolled. It was like Letterman.
You get a hanging slider.
Right,
I know what I'm doing with it.
You're Ralph.
Come on.
All right, here's what Ralph won.
22-year-old
Ralph. All right, Rod. We can still have the job here. Why don't you tell us about the prizes they won today?
All right, Peter, I'll certainly do that. Today's home player, Don Jules.
Okay, now this is funny.
From Emmitsburg,
they,
Maryland.
You can't hear Rod Roddy.
$1,500.
You can't hear him?
No, I can't hear him. So they have a guy, and if you watch the video, you'll see there's a guy below the where the contestants sit, and he's going to cheer, and they say, mimic his cheering.
Just watch him.
Watch him and do what he does. So you'll be reacting to when he announces the sailboat. And
but
the
you don't know what they're saying at all.
No, I can't hear it. So you'll see me on the thing cheering, but I don't. I can't hear what he's saying. So I know he's announcing the prizes.
That's next
but
level.
But I'm looking
I
at this guy below
that.
Me going, you know, clapping and then going like this.
You're just
like,
watching him for
direction. Yeah, I'm just watching him. So when you watch
him. So if he was sad, you would have
to
I would
have been sad. Okay. Yeah.
You've won a sailboat from AMF All Course. The Sunfish sailboat, approximately 14 feet long, and holds between 2 and 4 crew members, lightweight enough to be car top carried. And Ralph, you won a trip to Curacao. We'll fly you and your companion round trip coach from Los Angeles to Miami, Florida. Well, you'll fly to Curacao via ALM and Chilean Airlines.
I've never heard of that. What is that?
It's the ABC Islands, Aruba, Barbados, Curacao.
And you'll stay at the Las Palmas Hotel and Vacation Villas in sunny Curacao.
What a trip
the friendly
that is.
Caribbean vacation resort for everyone. Couples, singles, honeymooners, families.
Oh, okay, so you did take that trip?
Yeah. We may have to do a separate. We have to do a separate show on that trip. That was not a very good trip.
Was it good for your dealer?
Congratulations!
No.
Okay.
Well done, Ralph. 74-31.
You didn't get arrested or anything, did you?
Almost.
All right, and then
you were there for the next
for not paying my bill.
Here's what you said on TV, and then you could tell us the truth. They're going to ask what you're going to do with your winnings.
Oh, that was the next day.
And our champion, Ralph Grangis.
Hi, Ralph.
Good, Peter. How are you?
74-31, Richard. What are you going to do? Oh, I think I'm going to spend it foolishly and crazily and just go on the trip. I wanted to Curacao. How you say that?
Curacao.
Yes. Okay, well, I don't know. They just said it's a warm place.
$7,400, I'll teach you how to pronounce it.
That's right.
Don't worry about
that's
it.
Right. That's exactly what I said.
So it's actually what you
all
did.
All right, well, let me
but
tell you.
You can get more specific now.
Okay, let me tell you. So they shoot 5 shows a day on the weekends, Saturday and Sunday, okay? And they overbook by 1 male and 1 female contestant per day. So you get there at 8 o'clock in the morning or 9 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday.
Why? In case somebody doesn't show
or somebody gets sick or something, okay? If you go on Saturday and you don't get on Saturday, you're guaranteed to go on Sunday. And if you go on Sunday and you don't get on Sunday, you're guaranteed to go the following Saturday. So, you know, so if you're the guy overbooked. So anyway, on Saturday, I sit there and I'm just sitting in the green room watching 4 shows, and it comes to the last show, and they make you bring 3 suits or something, or 4 suits, 4 changes of clothes. Comes to the last show on a Saturday, it's about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and they go, okay, you're on. So I was on the last show on Saturday.
Right.
And so I win $7,400 on a Saturday night, get in my car at 6:30 or 7 o'clock, leave the parking lot out of Studio City, and $7,400 back in 1983 was, you know.
It's a ton of money.
For a 22-year-old,
and for a 22-year-old kid in L.A., I mean, I was feeling good.
How many balls is that?
Pardon me?
How many?
Say it.
You know, how many eight balls does 7,400 go in 83?
That's 20? And that 30? An 8-ball back then was about 350.
I don't know anything.
I don't know what it is
I don't
now.
Know much about cocaine or anything, but I do think that late 70s, early 80s seems to be its heyday.
Oh,
right?
That was Blow. That was the movie Blow. Was that time. It was all coming through, you know, it was in California.
So now it might even be more taboo than then.
Let him go here. He left the parking lot and what?
Okay, so I leave the parking lot. It's Saturday night, and I go immediately to my guy's house. Immediately.
Straight there. You didn't stop at home?
Nope. Nothing. Didn't eat. Nothing.
Your guy.
So I wind up.
Now, did you have 7,000 cash?
That's what I'm saying. Did you have the sailboat?
No, they didn't give me. It was 7,400. It was like 3,500 cash, the sailboat, and the trip to South America.
We're all valued at 7,000.
We're all valued. The total value.
All right.
And the parting gifts, the lovely parting gifts, which was I got baby clothes showed up one day, and I was like,
How do I sell these?
Wait a minute, what's this? You know? what did I do?
What dealer's going to take this?
Okay. What happened here? And then I got 50 pounds of D'Amelio pasta. I remember that. And turtle wax.
50 pounds?
50 pounds
of D'Amelio. How much pasta is that?
50 boxes of pasta or something. Okay. You know. So anyway, so now it's Saturday night in Hollywood. Uh-huh. I'm living in Hollywood.
Right.
And I'm 22 years old and I make a night out of it, you know? And
did you sleep before the taping next day? Okay.
No, I did not. I did not sleep before
so
the taping.
So if you come across this on the Game Show Network,
you can see the difference between my demeanor on Saturday's show.
A little more skittish.
And, yeah. Were there... Sunday morning was... I was a little more...
And did
yeah.
your and I was, illegal you substances that you ingested help you get through that second
no,
show?
No, I probably not. Okay. I mean, I was... And I'll tell you what else happened in that second show. The woman made... And Donnie will appreciate this, but she made a bad play and passed her spins. I was out of the game because I was in third place after the first... Okay.
Right.
She makes a bad play to pass her spins. She was behind me and passed her spins to the leader. Okay, so what happens is if this guy, like there were seven spins, this guy whammies out, I win.
Right.
She took herself out of the game and put me in it. The guy's about to take his spins, and she goes, well, wait a minute. I didn't want to pass my spins. I mean, the board's going boop, 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 boop.
Oh,
boop,
now
boop.
There's a fight?
And so I went, well, hold on. You passed your spins, you know? And so they stop.
See, when you have so many confusing rules, this
happens.
Yeah,
I know. They stop the show.
There's
they
never confusion
out,
on where
they brought out all the execs. Bill Carruthers, the producer of the show, used to be like Nixon's front guy or something. Okay, the guy who produced Press Your Luck was like one of Nixon's guys. So he's the Carruthers is there, the CBS people are there, the whatever's and I'm like arguing. You know, I mean it's off camera, but I'm like, no, I mean she part of the game is she screwed up. I mean, she, you know, we all make decisions in the heat of the moment, blah blah blah. Nope, they let her reset, and so what you'll see on the show is you can see that the show was edited, and you can also see me looking pretty hacked off
okay.
after that. But so anyway, I left Sunday morning not quite as happy as I was.
And you actually...
Like they were happy to get rid of you. But
happy to get rid of me.
Now, you
Sunday
partied
morning.
Saturday night.
So I partied Saturday night.
But you actually took that sailboat you won, sold it, and you...
Well, but here's what happens with that.
Sniffed the profits.
One day, I'm at home, and I had a studio. I had a converted garage. It was about as big as this studio.
Uh-huh.
Maybe a little bit bigger, and there was a little bathroom in the corner.
Opulence.
And one day, there was a knock on the door, and it was the guys with the boat. And here's this... You know, 14-foot AMF sun.
Oh, they're delivering your boat.
They're delivering my boat to my house. Okay. I had no idea where the boat was, when it was coming, what the deal was. I didn't pay attention. And so they had it diagonally in my apartment. And so I either had to sleep in it or sell it or get something for it.
Or start boating.
A guy who lived very close to me who had product said,
gave
well,
you $1,000.
So it's back.
No, he gave you product.
It's back to the.
You actually traded it.
I traded it.
You never
for
even
product.
Got money.
It's back no. to the dealer's house.
Back to the dealer's
with
house.
The sailboat.
With the sailboat.
Carrying it on his back like
and
Luke.
Yeah,
hey,
and
I got
he stuck it next to it on the side of his house. And, you know, but
man,
that's.
The life of Ralph.
You know what? I was lucky to live through it. I mean, no, there's no question.
Let's not downplay it now.
It's funny now, and there's some funny moments about it. But I'll tell you let me tell you, how do you get to be in the NHL? If I hadn't sobered up, there's absolutely I would have been dead, no question. And I'm not saying that to be
no.
There's no question. I'd have been dead before I was.
No, nobody's
30,
endorsing
no
this life.
Yeah.
But
it's funny now to talk.
It is great that you got out of it.
Great, yeah. And it's great, and it's wonderful stories now. But do you want me to tell you about when I slow danced with Mary Hart at the guy's wedding?
Jeez, dude.
I don't even know. Sure.
Oh, no. It was the guy who was renting me the house, a guy named Steve Herson, was the director of Entertainment Tonight. And I had sort of a casual working relationship with Entertainment Tonight. Anyway. But
so vague.
So I took...
so leading statement.
I took... I never did that. I was never a dealer. I never sold anything.
No, I'm just saying.
No.
I'm just saying you're
Mary Hart's
you're dealer. Dropping in these leading statements.
Well, I'm just
and,
saying. So I went, and she was dating this guy Dean Butler, who was playing Almanzo on Little House on the Prairie.
I can't believe this.
I can't. I don't even know.
I was at
his stories are more confusing than Press Your Luck.
They're awesome.
I'm at a wedding table with Dean Butler and Mary Hart and some other people. And I was single. And I in fact had driven the groom, who was the Entertainment Tonight director, because I lived with him. I'd driven his car there for some reason. And so anyway, at some point I was drunk and everything, and I said, "Well, Mary, would you like to dance?" And sure, and I slow danced with Mary Hart. I'm sure I tried something.
Handsy?
I was a little handsy.
grab some buttocks.
I'm sure it was a little handsy. And Dean Butler was a big, pretty good-sized guy. But anyway. So, there's my... I slow danced with Mary.
That wasn't really that great of a story.
No,
though,
not a great story.
In the end,
the rest of the evening was actually funny, but I can't tell it. But but anyway.
The Further Adventures of Ralph Strangis.
Yeah. And that's the pressure. That is
the Press Your Luck story. We finally got the Press Your Luck story out of Ralph.
Thank you.
Very nice, Ralph.
And how the sailboat did not last in his possession very long.
No,
on the
Curacao, someday, I mean, I missed, okay, got one more minute?
Sure, what's the difference now?
For some reason, I was in Houston, Texas, and I was driving back, and I got pulled over by a state trooper. I had a bag of weed in the car. I was 24 years old. I had visited a friend. I was kicked out of my house, my parents' house at home. I was 24, 25 years old, about a year before I was going to treatment. And I had a trooper pull me over, a Texas trooper, right at the border, right before I was leaving to get into Oklahoma. Uh-huh. I was driving back up to go on my trip to Curacao because I had moved back to Minnesota. And the trooper said, I can make this a really long day on you, you know, I mean, but get in your car, dump your weed out.
Oh, he saw it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Said,
I thought.
Hey, dump your weed out and get, because he said, he could smell it on me. Dump your weed out and go home. You're a long way from home. And I vowed I would never return to Texas the rest of my life. I drove straight home. I drove straight to Minnesota just in time for a North Stars Blackhawks playoff game.
Sure.
That I went with a buddy of mine.
Did you actually dump your weed out?
No, not all of it.
Okay. It's not being ridiculous.
Not stupid. Come on. Yeah, it might have been odd, but
please.
It's not stupid.
Please.
And this guy trusted you to do it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
He said, dump. I said, all I got was in the ashtray. I got some roaches in the ashtray or whatever, you know.
Okay.
And so I had some more hint. But anyway, I forgot my daughter's sitting right here. You okay? Yeah, she's good. All right. So I go to the hockey game, and I'm supposed to go the next morning after the hockey game on my trip to Curacao. But I wind up falling asleep, passing out in the Met Center parking lot in my car, and I missed the flight to Curacao.
Are you kidding?
No.
Oh, you never took the trip?
No, I had to reschedule it.
Oh, okay.
Much to the consternation of the travel agency for CBS and the people who were supposed to go with me in any way.
But it all worked out.
It all worked out. I wound up going a month later and almost got arrested for not paying my bill.
So how old are you when you get fully clean?
I was 25 years old. May 15th, 1986, I went into Hazelden Treatment Center in Center City, Minnesota. I just celebrated 25 years.
Wow.
Of sobriety.
So you never fell off after that then,
no,
huh?
No.
Interesting.
Yeah.
The age of 25.
Age of 25. I got in young, and it took. I mean, I bucked the trend. It's a...
Yeah.
Nobody... Very few really get out at 25 and then stay sober. But for me, I mean, if I didn't, I'd have been dead. There's no question in my mind.
Love hearing Ralph's stories.
Wow.
Ralph,
you go.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Well, is that better than the Romo wedding?
We'll break down the Ray Sawada extension.
Yes,
here,
yeah. I know. For the hockey time. Fans, I'm sorry we'll come back and do hockey
we're
next
We're sort
time.
Of sorry, but yeah. On
got
the other hand, it's...
Got a long season.
On the other hand, it's July 19th.
That's right.
So
you got that right.
There you go.
Okay, guys.
Ralphie,
thanks,
Savannah.
Guys.
Good times.
Thanks.